Last month on the show, we looked into the cost of paying for out-of-network ambulance services. To avoid these often expensive bills, some of our listeners told us that they've opted for ride-sharing apps instead of calling 911. But in the rural United States, using Uber and Lyft is far less practical, regardless of the situation. And operating an ambulance in these areas comes with a unique set of challenges. Take Wyoming and its 97,000 square miles.
Right now we have 62 ground ambulance services and about 23 air medical services that are licensed to fly inside the state. And personnel gets even scarcer when you think that we have right at approximately 3,800 to 3,900 licensed folks that are making that happen in Wyoming.
That's Andy Gienapp, the state EMS manager for Wyoming. And he says that the way emergency medical services operate in rural areas is in need of a major overhaul. And when I spoke with him, he started off by explaining why ambulances are particularly expensive to operate in states like his.
In Wyoming, for a basic life support ambulance, and by that I mean an ambulance that's staffed with at least one EMT, kind of the entry level, if you will, for ambulance services, it's roughly around $500,000 a year to have that ambulance available 24/7. And then for an advanced life support ambulance service, and now in Wyoming, we're talking about having at least a paramedic and a Wyoming intermediate EMT on board, it roughly comes in around $750,000. So $500,000 to $750,000, depending on the level of capability. What we know across the nation is that that cost can escalate in rural areas because of the cost per proportion of the ambulance calls run. And what I mean by that is that in a busy urban center, those ambulances also are expensive to run and operate, but they're getting a higher volume. So they're, in a sense, you're getting more productivity per dollar spent. Out here and in all of rural America, the ratio of dollars spent on just being ready compared to the actual volume of transport being done, it really begins to escalate. So it's really expensive to operate an ambulance service in rural America.
Do those costs typically translate down to the patient?
They can. They absolutely do. A lot of healthcare operates on a principle called cost shifting, which is essentially that for the uninsured or the underinsured, it's a limited market for those who are actually insured and have the ability to pay for that. So what happens when you have a service like ambulance service or EMS, the revenue stream is totally related to whether or not you transport a patient. You don't get to pick and choose which people you transport and which ones you don't. The costs get distributed over a very, very small crowd. So it does come down to the patient, regardless of how you're going. That's the same thing that happens in the rest of healthcare. And all of society ends up paying for that and helping to subsidize, which is very common in rural America. There simply is not enough volume for an ambulance service to exist based on revenue generated based on services alone. And so the taxpayers themselves end up having to help foot the bill to make that happen.
So, Andy, what can be done, I don't know if that's at the state level or at the federal level, in order to improve access for emergency medical services in states like Wyoming?
Well, I think the big thing in a state like Wyoming and in rural areas, you know, we talk about a lot about volunteerism and the model that used to happen in order to make an ambulance wheels turn and go up and down the road transporting patients. And so on the surface, what's happening in rural America seems like it's about the loss of volunteers or volunteerism, but really it's about how we think about and conceptualize and develop and design EMS systems. From the federal level, you know, there certainly is some work that absolutely needs to be done related to CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. Ambulance services in both urban and rural America have been under-reimbursed for many, many, many years. The amount of reimbursement that's received from a Medicare or a Medicaid patient simply does not cover the actual operating costs for either a ground or an air ambulance service. So that absolutely needs to be reviewed. I think from a federal level, you know, we need some actual research and studies on looking hard at what's going on in rural America specifically to really begin to figure out what we as a society need or demand in terms of an ambulance service. In other words, what I'm pointing towards is that we don't really know if all of the ambulance services as they exist today are exactly the right number that we need. How much can we afford as a society or as in a community? Is that the right amount? There's no real consensus on that. And so when a community in rural America loses an ambulance service, that feels very bad because the sense is that we've lost something, a resource that we had within our local community. But we don't really know for certain whether or not we needed an ambulance there in the first place. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. Maybe there's ways to regionalize or aggregate services in order to get more efficient.
Andy, is there anything that can happen? You mentioned volunteerism, and I'm wondering, is there anything that individual communities in Wyoming could be doing right now in response to the shortage of EMT volunteers that you see, you know, at least temporarily trying to fill the gap?
Well, that's a tough one, and I wish I had the answer for that. As I had mentioned, you know, this on the surface, it seems about volunteers, but the reality is down deep underneath, when you dig down, what this really is about is how we as a society think and conceptualize and design and plan for ambulance services. And you mentioned or asked earlier if those costs get borne by the society. Absolutely. So what has gone on for years is that the costs have been borne by the volunteers themselves. We call it the volunteer subsidy. In other words, in order to make it happen, the largest expense that's related to operating an ambulance service in rural America has been borne by the volunteers. They're donating the labor. And we've all gotten used to that as a business model. Well, that's not a very good business model in most other types of business, relying on volunteer labor. So I think what needs to happen in rural America is we have to confront the reality of what it is. That is that we've gotten a service for free for many, many years, and it does not look like in the very near future that that is going to continue. So what we need to build in rural America are real conversations around this with people that are ready to confront the issue, that understand what's going on, and then find the transitional models to find a pathway into delivering the services in another method. And yes, that means we're probably going to have to pay for it. We've always been paying for it. It's just the volunteer who's been footing the bill.
Andy Genap is the state EMS manager for Wyoming. Andy, we appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.